to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
Everybody, welcome to Agent's Dossier, episode number 8. We have some players with us who are not about to go insane at all. They are just at tip-top shape. Let's start with Pooja.
Hello, I am Pooja, and I am playing Neha Singh, also known as Osprey, and I'm being stalked by a coin, and I don't like it at all.
Jay?
Hi, Jay here, playing Parker Allen, and I'm really just trying to find my wife, who obviously wants me to find her and bring her home. She's so ready to go home, and it's just a matter of finding her, you know?
Yeah, that's all it's about.
That's it. Yep.
That and a little deprogramming.
Just a little.
Just find her. Like, it'll be fine. She'll definitely run straight into your arms. Yep. And definitely isn't part of like a weird brainwashed cult.
No, I just got to have coffee with her. We'll have like one coffee. She'll be fine.
That fixes everything.
Everything's going to be great.
Little caffeine.
Yep.
Some heart to heart.
And if you really, really fucked up, pie.
Exactly.
It becomes Hallmark Call of Cthulhu. Tad didn't know how to reconnect with his wife until Jeanette told her that the coffee shop was open.
Exactly.
Anyway, so in the last episode, you went out to the fishery to figure out what was going on there. You saw all of this security, and you had been told that the team that preceded you had gone into the fishery and had disappeared. Then you went over to the cult campus, I will call it, and you were accosted by this really weird creature that you're pretty sure are the three Delta Green agents fused into one being. This ended up being a fight. You shot one of their heads. They ran off once you hit them with a bunch of bullets into the night. And then Osprey went and confronted the occult leader and got nowhere.
My major note for this is leader is an asshole.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. That was accurate.
He did not give you guys much. When Ocelot decided to confront the cult leader about his wife, it did not go well either. And Ocelot went and tried to get his wife from Tent 4. This weird bell went off and everybody freaked out. Ocelot tried to grab his wife. She refused to go with him. And he barely made it out without being torn apart.
Yep.
It's late. It was like 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. or something. It's pretty late. And you guys met up at the public phone out by the bar, near the bar. And then you went back up to your rooms to kind of bind your wounds and all that stuff. And that's where we're picking it up. You guys fall asleep. Do you guys drink before you go to bed? That's an important question.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we drinking a little or are we downing some major booze to fall asleep?
I think at this point it would be like, because we had grabbed some bottles from the bar.
That's right, we did. The bar that's full of dead people.
Yeah. And sand.
And sand.
So much sand.
That hasn't come up again yet.
Nope.
Stop reminding him of things. It wouldn't surprise me in terms of like, okay, so we're binding each other's wounds and it's like, cool, use this alcohol as a disinfectant kind of situation. But really it's just there so we can kill like a whole bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
Between the two of us, if you're okay with that.
Yeah, I am okay with it.
So do me a favor. Both of you roll against your constitution.
And you're supposed to get a big number, right?
You're supposed to get underneath whatever your number is.
Oh, damn it.
Are we going to have a replay of last game where you were making 93s?
Well, if we're off to a stellar start with an 82.
Oh, okay.
I got a 65 under my 70.
Okay, cool.
Being highly functional alcoholic, I think, gives me the edge there.
Parker, you are out.
All right.
Ocelot is much like a cat and has fallen completely asleep and is dead to the world.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Osprey, you hear something against the window. Sounds like pebbles hitting the outside of the window, probably around 3:30 in the morning. It wakes you up. It's completely dark outside.
Okay, I'm going to get my gun, and I'm going to go, like, peek over the edge of the windowsill, or, like, around the corner of the window to see who's down there.
You see the creature who was in the forest, and he's motioning to you with his 11 fingers, or 15. They're kind of merged together, so they're maybe 13.
I don't like it.
What do you want to do?
It's just waving at me?
It's motioning to you, yeah. I would say beckoning? That's a good word.
Oh, that's a bad word.
It's such a bad word. And I'm not smart. our former teammates.
Oh, God.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to go downstairs.
Okay.
With my gun.
Okay. So you go out back, and this thing, so one of its heads has been shot. The other is non-functioning. And it can't really vocalize anything, but it points to the fishery, which you can kind of see on the coastline just down the road from the city. And it makes a motion across its neck, like a cutting motion, and points there, and then is basically miming, from what you can tell, indicating not to go there.
That's where they did this to you, isn't it?
It shakes its head, yes.
We have to stop them. And Ocelot's wife is in there.
It really can't communicate any more than that because it's got three different sets of vocal cords together. So anytime it tries to make a noise, it's not good. But it's basically indicating not to go to the fishery. Stay away.
Do you know how to disable the bells?
He points at an electrical box that's on the back of the house.
We just have to cut the power, that's it?
Yeah, that's all. Because they're coming, it's just amplified through the thing. So you cut the power and they won't be able to hear it. It's not actual bells, is what you're getting from him.
Thank you.
He motions towards your gun.
Did any of you have anyone back home that you want, like, to leave a message with? Anything?
They're having a hard time communicating anything like that. They can try to write something out.
Yeah. I'm going to try to, you know, like grab a notepad or something. Just anything where they could leave like a message because
there's only one way this can go.
Yeah.
They each write out three different pieces of paper, just real quickly, notes to their family. And they motion towards the forest, which is not very far from the edge of the town. For you to follow.
And I do.
Okay.
So that we can do what must be done.
So when you guys get in there, they obviously would like you to end their suffering. Do you do that?
Yes.
I'm going to say this is kind of an automatic sand loss thing because it's very emotional and I don't think there's any way for you not to have some kind of emotional hit from it. So you take 2 points. Now, what you can do is you can try to use your willpower to kind of overcome it. You roll a 1d4, and that's how much will you would take.
I am going to do that.
All right.
Because I'm so close to that breaking point.
Yeah.
And I rolled a 4.
So take 2 points off your will. And then what bond do you want to stress at some point? This usually happens when you get back from a mission.
I'm going to stress my Yukon White Ice training group.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea. So take 2 points off their score, whatever that is. You shoot this thing. What do you want to do now?
Gonna try to bury it.
Okay. That's going to take you the rest of the night.
Yeah, that makes sense. But it's not exactly something I really want to, like,
leave out.
Yeah.
Hey, Carl, look what I found.
And part of me is like, if Ocelot is getting any sleep, at least one of us is.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So you go ahead and you spend the rest of the morning burying these people and you have their notes. You make it back to the bed and breakfast probably around 5 in the morning, I'm going to say 6. Obviously, you buried them deep enough. You didn't do 6 feet because that would take forever, but you did what you needed to do. So you get back and Ocelot is waking up from his few hours of sleep. What do you guys talk about?
Did you sleep?
Not really. We had a visitor last night.
What? What do you mean a visitor?
It was the agents. What was left of them.
Oh, God. Did they attack you?
No. No, they wanted to talk.
They didn't really seem all that, you know, talkative before.
Yeah, it was surprising to me, too. But they went full on, like, 90s teen movie, and they were throwing, like, pebbles at the window.
Oh, okay. What did they want to talk about?
They warned us not to go to the fishery. That's where they got... That's what happened to them there.
Okay.
And they told me that we can disable the bells at the camp if we can cut the power. They're not real bells. It's whatever sound that is coming through some kind of speaker system.
Got it. All right. That's useful. Did they say anything else about the fishery? Like, how, what happened to them? Why?
No, they weren't exactly, like, super communicative. It was a lot of neck-slicing motions and head shakes and... Yeah. And then I got these notes, at least, from them.
Oh, good. That's something.
We need to post them, I think. Like, get them out of here somehow.
All right. I mean, but we should read them and see what their notes are.
They're to the survivors.
Oh. Oh, I thought you meant, like, their mission notes or something. Oh, okay. Yeah, well...
You know, that probably would have been a good idea, but...
Yeah, well, listen, they were a monster, so whatever you did, I'm sure is fine. We'll tuck their notes away in our luggage and just make sure to bring them back with us.
Yeah, so we have a choice. We were going to go back to the cannery this morning, but it feels like not a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
But what we could do is go get your wife.
I mean, we could, but I feel like the cannery is why we're here. I want to get my wife. I want to get her back as badly as I can. I want to get her back as badly as possible, but we can't just abandon the mission. And I feel like it's one or the other at this point. We can't let whatever's happening in that cannery, fishery, whatever it is, whatever they're really doing in there, we can't just let that go on. We have to find some way inside. We have to find some way to stop it.
Okay, if you're sure. But that choice, you might be choosing to leave her behind.
We will cross that bridge when we come to it.
Okay. I lost a lot of people. I left some people behind, too. That's never a choice you get over.
I know, but if we leave here and they're doing whatever it is that they're still doing there, a lot more people are going to get hurt.
Okay.
So here's the question I have for both of you. So you had mentioned going back there today. Are you planning to go during the day to the fishery or no? Are you planning to do a night thing?
I was actually thinking about going today. I was thinking about coming up with some official sounding or official seeming excuse. You know, maybe using some of my old law enforcement connections to get us at least the appearance of a warrant or some sort of right to go in there and inspect.
Okay. Well, do you want to reach out to your contacts and see if you can get some kind of thing?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, let me see if I can get some sort of cover in some way.
Well, I think that you guys, with the way that this is going, the fact that they've lost one cell already, that they're gonna probably be more than willing to help you out with some kind of official thing. So they're gonna send you FBI cover. It's not gonna be Parker. What fake names do you want to use while you're in there? Agent what and agent what? And it literally can be Agent Smith and Agent Jones. Whatever.
Let's go with Smith and Jones. That's yeah, that sounds good. Fine to me.
Smith and Jones. All right.
I'm Jones.
Those are going to pull a supernatural and find some sort of rock last names. But no.
Perry and Young or something.
It would exactly. Be so good.
We can go with that if you want. If you want to do that, that's perfectly fine.
Smith and Jones is fine. We'll be professionals about this.
I feel like that goes completely against our characters in every way, shape, or form.
In real life, this would take a while to get all the paper and everything done, but this isn't real life. So you get all the information and stuff by about 3 or 4 hours after you call in. They're able to get you everything you need, fake badges and whatever is going to get you in. So you guys show up at Black Cod and you're driving in, right?
Yeah, we're driving.
So the security guard up front looks like your normal schlubby daytime security guard at a fishery, you know, just some guy. And he looks over your documents. Who's driving?
I am.
Okay, cool. So he looks at his stuff. So give me a search roll while he's looking over papers, because you're kind of looking in the guardhouse. And just give me a roll and tell me what you get.
14 under a 60.
I am once again useless. I got a 77.
On the upside, you get to mark those and then like add to them after.
Yeah, once you guys get done with the mission, you can add to them. So you kind of lean over a little bit, Jones, to take a look, and you notice that there is a huge gun in this guardhouse that nobody who's guarding pre-processed fish should really need ever. From your days in the Middle East doing security and whatnot, this is a pretty massive semi-automatic rifle. And you just make note of it as he's talking with you. He says, all right, well, I mean, everything here looks to be in order, but I'll need to call it in real quick just so that, you know, they know you're on the way. And he motions to you to park over in this little lot not far from the massive doors that are open for the trucks to come in and out of. Because somebody will be out in a minute to help take you inside, and he lets you through.
Great.
So he has park.
I'm going to subtly, like, point out the weapon to you.
Mm-hmm. Amazingly, I noticed this time.
All right. I'm going to say prototype 80s. Business guy comes out. He's just kind of weaselly. He's the kind of guy that is mining places for raritanium.
Yep.
His name's Mark Keeler, and he comes out, looks over the paperwork, and says, well, I don't understand why you're here. I mean, we get fish ready for production. Has there been some kind of complaint or what?
I'm just going to bulldog him a little.
Okay.
And just say, we're here because we have a warrant to be here. It's part of an ongoing investigation. You don't need to know the details. All you need to do is take us inside and let us go where we want to go.
All right. Hope you like fish. And he starts to lead you guys in. Now, throughout this whole thing, I'm going to have you guys make search checks to notice certain things. And you guys already know there's something going on here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to let you guys roll at advantage because you're sure about it. And I'm going to retcon it that the creature, the other team, did write out that there was something in the basement, that they found something in the basement. Because I do believe that as drunk as she was, I think she would have asked that question with the pen and paper. So we'll just say that.
Yeah, once I got the pen and paper, it's like, oh, you can write. Why don't you just tell me what you want to tell me?
So you guys are at an advantage as you come in here. Sure enough, there's just these really big trucks and people running around. They have you put on these bright orange vests and little hard hats. And they start taking you through and they go, okay, well, where do you two want to start?
Bottom to top or top to bottom?
Let's go top to bottom. We want to see every storage locker. We want to see every closet. We want to see every broom closet. We want to see every single inch of this facility.
All right. It's a two-story factory. The upstairs are all of the different offices, so we'll start with those. And it takes you upstairs. And yeah, sure enough, if you remember when you were on the outside, you saw that there were two stories and then the arched roof. This place feels overbuilt. You know how if you go to like a normal warehouse or whatever, it's got like the shitty offices up on top and they're kind of prefab. These things are, you can't hear downstairs. So they are soundproofed. They are steel. You feel like you're walking on ground. They've used cement and steel to reinforce this upper level. And he takes you into these offices. There are a bunch of people there. He announces, well, these are FBI agents. They've come with a warrant to look through, and according to it, they're able to look where they need to do and have access to our information. So please be helpful, and hopefully this will be over soon so you can get back to your work. And these people kind of are looking at you and moving away from their desks and kind of to the side to let you do what you want to do. So let's go ahead and do our first search roll. I'm just going to have one of you roll. You guys can pick who you want it to be.
Why don't you roll, Neha? Because well, try me on the second one because it's an advantage, so there's a chance I won't screw it up.
Okay. Well, that was a... Oh, good. Okay, cool. Sorry. I was like, wait, what am I doing? So that time it was an 11 under my 60.
Oh, wow. That's great.
That second, like, I was like, wait, because at first I rolled two of the 10s dice, not the 10s dice, the 1s dice. And I was like, why is this weird? I was like, you're doing it wrong.
So as, I love it, you guys have like three names. So as you're walking around, and you're looking at all of these different screens, you notice one of the computers seems to be off, but you can hear the fan going. So it looks like it's been powered off, but there's something going on in the background.
I'm going to see if the monitor just got turned off to make it look like everything. Like, you know what I mean, when you just turn off power to the monitor.
So you click on the monitor and you see a deletion bar. Do you have, you have computers, right?
I use my SIGINT instead. Dear Lord, why do I have so much in, like... Look, I like to punch things.
Yeah, exactly.
Which you guys have done a bit of that. You've done a bit of, like, hit. I mean, SIGINT is kind of that, right? I think.
Yeah, that's signals intelligence, yeah.
What the
computers and stuff?
I'm gonna just say sure. Let's do that. I feel confident about that as a keeper, so let's do it.
Yay!
I want you guys to succeed.
Okay. This gives me a better chance. I like these dice. I'm keeping these. Rolled a 20 under a 40. So I guess technically it could have been my computer science at that point, but like it's literally doubled my chances.
Yep.
So you can hit cancel. It's already 50% through. These are super fast servers that they're on. It is not this guy's personal computer that is being erased. It's obviously hooked up to some cloud system, server system, which is going to take you a little bit of time to jump into. So is that what you'd like to do, or?
Yeah, I want to clear everyone out of this room.
Okay.
I'll clear everyone out. I'll keep the boss guy. I'm like, are you the guy in charge here?
Mark Keeler is, yep.
Yep, you stay. Everyone else has to go right now. Just drop their work. They have to leave the building. They can all go out to the parking lot.
Oh, okay. So he motions to all of them to leave. And you stop this and start following the connection to whatever the cloud is. There are tons of files. They have a file for every person in the city. Mm. It is pretty extensive, and it has notes and files. Well, now it's half of everybody in the city. They got rid of a bunch. And it's also everybody in the cult, minus the leader. And they all have the heading subject, then a number, then their names. Last name, then first name.
And we can all see this now?
You guys can see this now, yeah. I'm saying that because of her role, it was good enough for her to be able to stop the deletion and follow the trail back to where she needed it to go.
And so the file names are what?
It says subject and then a number, and then it has their name.
Can I download this? Do I have like a USB drive or something where I can download this?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, and while you're working, I'm definitely asking Keeler, can you explain this? Can you explain any of this? Can you tell me what's actually going on here?
The color has drained from his face. So an already pasty male like myself is even whiter as he's kind of looking around trying to find words to be able to explain why this is going on. Because I don't know what that folder is or what that gentleman was doing. beyond calling one of the board members who are part of the conglomerate that owns this facility, can call this gentleman back in and you can speak to him.
Not yet. You know, since you're in charge here, if there's anything happening here, anything illegal, anything untoward, you're on the hook.
Look, I don't know anything about anything illegal. We take fish in from the sea, we process it, and we send it out to be canned and distributed. I don't know why there are all of these different files here on what looks to be the city.
I don't think I believe you.
He is definitely giving off a vibe of not believing.
I don't believe a word this man is saying, and I make that clear, I guess. I don't know. I don't believe you. You don't need to call anyone else. If you don't start telling me the truth right now, in one phone call, I will have this place swarming with federal agents, and you'll be on your way to federal prison.
You don't want to get involved with this. I don't know why they keep sending agents out here. It doesn't make any sense. The government has taken its pound of flesh, and I don't understand why they keep pretending like they don't know what's going on. Look, I don't have any power in this situation. It would be best if you just left.
If you don't have any power, who does?
Like I said, the board. They're the ones that send, you know, the shipments.
The shipments? Show me to these shipments.
Once a week, we get a shipment of some chemical. Honestly, I don't know what it is. I'm not a scientist. I have no idea. I just run the day-to-day here. I only kind of know. And as he's saying that, a bullet comes through the window and hits him in the head and drops him. And you just kind of get a spray of blood across your face. It was far enough away that your ears are not ringing, but you hear a group of people coming down the hallway, and you have a split second to respond.
Is there another way out?
This is on the second floor. There is a window, but it's a big... actually, roll me a luck roll, Jay.
Okay. Oh, good. I get to do that.
Remember, it's a 50-50. Well, she did the last one. It's only fair.
It's true. It's true. So this is just a 50-50 roll because there's no...
50-50. You want to get under the 50%.
Under 50%. Okay. God damn it. Ugh.
I tried so hard.
You did try. Oh. You did try. You know what I rolled? You know what I rolled? I rolled a 99.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Okay, so I was going to say that this particular office is on the side of the building where they've got trucks coming in and out, where you could jump out the window and land on the top of a truck and then get down easily. But with a 99, you're on the other side where all there is ground and cement below you.
And there's no stairwell. There's no back stairwell. There's only the one stairwell.
Maybe if it was an 80, possibly a stairwell to fight towards, but it's a 99. So you need to figure out there are three people in tactical gear with those high-powered rifles I mentioned as you were coming in. So you're standing there in full view of them coming down, and they're about to take their next shot. So you need to make a roll.
Yeah, I'm going to duck behind the nearest desk.
Okay.
Is what I've got. So what is that? Is that a dexterity roll, strength roll?
Well, they're not firing at you, so do a dex roll to just get behind.
A dex roll. Okay. My last chance with this. After this, I'm going to try to find another dice roller.
We just need to buy you some dice.
You definitely need God real dice. It.
God damn it. It's an 83.
Oh, God. We need to get you dice. We need to drop off dice.
I've got percentile dice. It's too much math. I don't like doing it. Anyway.
I mean, but the computer hates you.
Yeah, I moved to a different site, so hopefully this other site will be better.
Osprey, what are you doing?
As soon as the files finish downloading, I'm going to pull the USB and finish wiping the cloud. Like, I'm going to put that deletion back up. And then I take the keyboard and a mouse with me. I mean, like there's no need to do this weird reach up. It looks like it's long enough. But and I do that like as quickly as I can, like as soon as I start setting it on its deletion path, I'm like, okay, cool, whatever, fuck it.
All right. So you start to do that. Now, Ocelot, you're not hit. You kind of not gracefully jump behind a desk, and instead of jumping behind the desk, you hit the desk, take everything on top of the desk over, and land basically behind it, clearing it completely.
As long as I'm in cover for right now, I'll take it.
And you hear them stop, and you have a split second as they start to pull a pin on what you're imagining is a smoke grenade or something like that. Osprey, you're doing your thing. You're trying to do all that stuff. So that leaves it to you, Jay. If you want, you can try to shoot the guy and make him drop the thing in the hallway, which is going to help you a great deal.
I'm going to try.
Okay, cool.
Yay! A 29 and my shooting is 50. Much better.
So you shoot three times, you hit this guy, peg him. So give me the damage for the different rolls.
So that is a 5, a 4, and another 4.
Okay, cool. So you hit him three times. If he's not dead, he's going to be shortly from blood loss. You pierce through whatever armor that he's wearing. He drops the canister. Luckily, he'd already pulled the pin, and it is not long before it bursts. And a bunch of smoke fills the hallway with the other two trying to figure out what's going on and claw their way towards the door. This gives you a few moments to make a decision. What do you guys want to do? It's deleting. It's just going to take a minute or two to delete. There's really not anything else you can do but just let it go.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as I start the deleting, I'm like, okay, cool. That's doing what it's thing. And I'm going to pull my weapon and try to find us. I mean, if the only way out is through, the only way out is through.
So you want me to just shoot down that hallway?
Yeah.
Because they can't see you right now because, you know, it's a big flashbang. So if you want to, you can just unload your ammo into the hallway and take them out.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to.
Okay. This would be one of those situations where it's definitely violence. So what I want you guys to do is make a sand check. And if you make the sand check, you take no sanity points from this. If you do not, you take sanity, but you also mark a point against your violence track.
Got it.
Because these are just humans.
And the sanity roll is the same thing. It's just under the sanity?
Right, correct.
Cool.
I didn't make it.
Oh, okay.
This time I did. I rolled an 18.
All right. You take 2 points. Now, here's the deal. You want to do more willpower to try to keep yourself from falling into your breaking point?
I'm going to save it. I'm still above my breaking point right now. So I'm just going to take those 2 points and then we'll go from there.
Okay. And if I believe I read it correctly, each of you can make a little mark on your violence track. So remember, once the violence track is full, you take a charisma hit because you become Iceman and kill
it. Got it.
All right. So you guys shoot into the hallway. I'm not going to make you roll. You're shooting into fog. You basically know where they are, and it's going to cause them to get damaged, pull this guy away. The fire alarm starts going off, so obviously someone's pulled the fire alarm to get the regular day workers out of there and to clear the building. You've given yourself some time to make a rapid exit. What do you guys want to do?
I mean, I look at Osprey. We're not going to be able to get back in here again.
No, but if we don't leave now, are we going to be able to leave at all?
Probably not.
I will throw in that you now have 2 semi-automatic rifles. You basically were able to get rid of 2 guys and they left their weapons behind.
I don't know. I feel like this may be our only shot to find out at least a little bit more.
There's something in the basement. It's probably the shipment. If we can get a sample of the chemical and bring it back, we go in, we grab it, we get out. We don't have time to fuck around in here.
No more fucking around. Let's go.
All right, so you guys grab your guns. And you start down the hallway, and actually, this is a good space to stop, because people are going to have to wait to see whether or not you make it out of here alive.
Why are we doing this?
Yep.
So thank you guys so much. That was a lot of fun, and I appreciate it. As always, this show is for our Patreon backers. We appreciate your support, and we're hoping you're enjoying our game. At some point, all of the players will... That is my goal of 2021, is to... get all the players together. But anyway, at some point, everybody's going to come together. If you guys, you know, make it, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. We do not make good choices in terms of survive.
Horror is definitely one of those genres that has a hard time with that. So thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it. Obviously, if you're a Patreon person, you have heard where to find these good people. But just to remind them where you are on Twitter and stuff, Pooja.
Hello, I am Pooja. You can find me on Twitter at LADaisyGirl. That's LADeSI girl. And pretty much everywhere else as Forgotten Saves. You can also hear me on, besides regularly on 12-Sided Stories, I am on It's Probably Okay's Games and Happy Jack's RPG.
Hi, all. This is Jay. You can find me on all the socials at Jay Holtham. And yes, you can find me on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel and YouTube channel, and also on Happy Jack's RPG from time to time.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, guys. That was a lot of fun. And until next time, we see... That was a pretty intense little show there, so we'll see what happens next time. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you later.